Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get ready, because today we're taking a deep dive into a story that I think really redefined what it means to have a bad neighbor. Yeah, we're talking about this seemingly peaceful duplex setting and this mysterious upstairs tenant named Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
But things go from normal neighbor annoyances mm-hmm. to just like totally bizarre and maybe even sinister.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and what we're looking at today is actually this letter written to a podcast called Nightmare Neighbors. And I guess our mission today is to just kind of unpack this whole thing.
Okay.
Analyze all these creepy details and see if we can figure out what actually happened.
I think what's so interesting about these kind of stories is how much it plays on like the fear of the unknown.
Right.
You know, especially in our own homes.
Yeah.
We make these comfortable spaces for ourselves. And then something like this happens and suddenly it's like, are the walls really that thin?
Exactly. Like in the beginning, it seems pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the letter writer describes Kevin as this quiet guy at first, mm-hmm. but then all these disturbances start happening.
Okay.
Like late at night, furniture dragging, heavy footsteps, even the sounds of power tools, like at 3 a.m.
Really?
Yeah. It's like all the worst things about having a bad neighbor all wrapped into one.
And I bet a lot of people listening can relate to that.
Oh yeah, for sure. The letter writer even mentions trying to deal with it reasonably, right, like knocking on the ceiling, leaving a note.
Right.
But Kevin just kind of blows it off with like a vague working on a project excuse.
Mm.
And then poof,
mm-hmm.
he's gone. Just vanishes seemingly overnight. No forwarding address, nothing.
So that's when things start to get really strange.
Oh yeah, that's where it takes a turn.
Yeah.
This sudden disappearance, it creates this like unsettling void.
I see.
Like a puzzle piece is missing, you know?
Right.
And then the footsteps start.
Footsteps.
Yeah. Slow and deliberate in the supposedly empty apartment above.
Oh, that's creepy.
Right. Yeah. Like something straight out of a horror movie.
Yeah. It's like now it's not just noise. It's the suggestion of like an actual presence. Right. Someone's there, but you can't see them.
Exactly. The letter writer's terrified to even go upstairs and check it out.
Understandably.
Which I totally get. And then it gets even weirder. Pizza.
Pizza. What do you mean?
Like a pizza box and breadsticks just show up on Kevin's doorstep. Untouched.
Mm.
Then another one and another. They just keep piling up. And the writer even mentions checking. There's no smell at all.
That is so bizarre. Like, what's going on? Is it some kind of prank?
Right. It's just so out of left field. The writer's starting to question their own sanity at this point, but they start documenting everything.
Okay.
Taking pictures of the pizzas, recording the sounds.
That's smart.
Yeah, you can almost feel the paranoia building. Yeah. Like they're trapped in this situation that's spiraling out of control.
Yeah. I mean, it would be hard not to feel that way in that situation.
Totally. And that need for control gets even stronger when this new, even more disturbing element shows up. The smell.
The smell.
Yeah, like this unbearable stench coming from the apartment above.
What kind of smell?
The writer describes it as like rotting meat and mildew.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, it's bad. Finally, it's enough to get the property manager to investigate.
Oh, good.
And the writer insists on being there when they go in.
Yeah.
What they find inside, well, it's not your typical bachelor pad.
What was it like?
Okay, so imagine this. The living room is mostly empty.
Right.
But the kitchen is a complete disaster.
Oh.
And then they get to the bedroom.
Oh, no.
And it's just different.
Different how?
Like the walls are covered in newspaper clippings.
There's paper clippings.
Yeah, mostly about unsolved crimes, all connected by this red yarn.
That's weird.
I know. And then there's a table covered with half-finished model airplanes.
Okay.
Tiny screws, a hacksaw. You start to see a pattern, like a glimpse into this mind that's obsessed with patterns and connections.
Wow. And you said Kevin was a graphic designer.
Supposedly, yeah. It's such a contrast, right? This really organized profession. But this room is suggesting something much more chaotic.
You're right.
And then there's this one newspaper headline that just sends chills down your spine. Local man missing. Last seen near apartment complex. It's like a punch to the gut. Suddenly, all those other weird details take on a whole new meaning.
Oh, wow. I see what you mean.
Right. And if things weren't creepy enough already, the footsteps come back.
No way.
But this time, they're moving down the stairs.
Oh, my God.
The writer, totally freaked out, calls the police, convinced someone's in the apartment.
And what happened?
The police get there. They search the entire building. And nothing. Their explanation. Could be an animal. An animal on the second floor in a locked apartment.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know, right? And then the final straw. A single breadstick shows up on the writer's doorstep. Just one. And it's like a calling card. They decide they've had enough and move out.
It's like a piece of the nightmare followed them.
Exactly. And then get this. Weeks later, after they've moved, they get a package. No return address. And inside, another single unopened breadstick.
Yeah.
What is going on?
So creepy. What do you think it all means?
Well, that's what we're going to try and figure out. Was Kevin dangerous? What was he building?
And what happened to that missing man?
Yeah, it seems like we've only just scratched the surface of this mystery.
It's like the story just throws all these bizarre details at you, and it's like, okay, now you try to be the detective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's maybe dig a little deeper into some of those details.
Okay.
Like those newspaper clippings, the ones about unsolved crimes. They don't seem random, right?
It definitely suggests, like, someone who's really thinking about crime, maybe even obsessed with it.
Right.
Like, they want to understand it, control it.
Yeah, and that red yarn connecting all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're visually trying to connect the dots.
Yeah.
Make sense of the chaos.
It's like a mind map of madness or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
what about the model airplanes? At first glance, it just seems like a harmless hobby.
Right, right.
But when you think about the precision needed, the attention to detail, it just feels a little less.
It's like we were saying before, that contrast. On one hand, you have this meticulously built model airplane.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, you have this chaotic apartment, the newspaper clippings, the missing person. It's like, how do you put those two things together?
Exactly. And speaking of the missing man, we can't ignore that headline.
Right.
Could there actually be a connection between Kevin and this missing person?
I mean, it's possible.
Is it just a coincidence or something darker going on?
The story doesn't really give us a clear answer.
It's almost like it wants us to fill in the blanks ourselves.
Yeah.
Make us face our own fears about what might be lurking out there.
Exactly.
I think what's also interesting is how this story makes us question what normal even means.
Right.
In the beginning, Kevin is described as this quiet, unassuming guy.
Mm-hmm.
But then as things progress, we're forced to rethink everything we thought we knew about him.
It's a reminder that we shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
Totally. Hmm. It makes you wonder, what were the other neighbors thinking?
Yeah.
Did anyone else notice anything strange going on? The pizza deliveries, the smell?
Well, the story really only focuses on the letter writer's point of view.
Yeah.
But it makes you think about how we live in these communities.
Right.
And yet, sometimes we barely know the people we live next to.
And that makes the whole idea of someone intruding, someone watching, even more disturbing.
Definitely. It's like, not only is your space being violated, but nobody else even notices.
Right. Like you're completely alone in this nightmare.
That feeling of isolation is like straight out of a horror movie.
It's like that classic trope where the main character is trying to convince everyone that something's wrong.
Yeah.
But nobody believes them.
Exactly. Like, you're going crazy. Which brings us to another unsettling aspect of this story.
Okay.
Gaslighting.
Oh, yeah. The pizza deliveries, for instance. Mm-hmm. Were they just a weird coincidence or a deliberate attempt to mess with the writer's head?
It's hard to say for sure, but I think there are definitely some elements of gaslighting throughout the story.
Yeah, like with Kevin's vague responses, the strange noises, those unexplained pizza deliveries.
Right.
It's like he's creating this atmosphere of uncertainty.
Yeah.
Making the writer doubt their own sanity.
And don't forget about the police officer's response to the footsteps.
Right. That whole could be an animal excuse. It's almost laughable.
It is.
But it also further invalidates the writer's experience.
It shows how easily someone in a position of authority can dismiss someone's concerns.
Yeah.
Making them feel like they're overreacting or imagining things.
It's like the story is saying that even the people you're supposed to trust might not believe you.
Exactly. And in a situation where you already feel vulnerable, that can be terrifying.
So we have this incredibly creepy story with all these bizarre details and unanswered questions.
Yeah.
And then, boom, that final image. The single breadstick showing up weeks after the writer is moved.
Right.
It's like, what was Kevin really doing? Was he dangerous or just messed up?
That's the big question. And the story doesn't give us an easy answer. Sometimes the mysteries of human behavior just stay mysteries.
It's like the breadstick is a symbol of that uncertainty.
Yeah.
That feeling that something is just not right.
This story, it manages to be both incredibly specific,
yeah,
and yet it also taps into these universal fears we all have. The fear of the unknown, the fear of intrusion, the fear of not being believed.
And that brings us to you, the listener. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, what are your theories about Kevin? What would you have done in the writer's shoes?
Would you have investigated further? Called the police sooner?
Or maybe even tried to talk to Kevin directly?
The story is open to interpretation, and we want to hear your thoughts. You know, after spending all this time talking about this case, it's really got me thinking about why these neighbor from hell stories are so fascinating to us.
Yeah, there's a reason these kind of stories are so popular, right?
Yeah.
It's like they tap into this primal fear we all have that something bad could be happening right next door.
Yeah, like your home, your safe space. Might not be as safe as you think.
Exactly.
It makes you look at your own neighbors differently, doesn't it?
It definitely makes you question those unspoken rules we have about, like, privacy and respect. Mm-hmm. You know, how we all agree to basically coexist without getting in each other's business too much.
Right.
And this story just throws all those assumptions out the window.
It really does.
It creates this world where those boundaries are blurred, and that can be really scary.
It's almost like a social experiment. Yeah. Like, what if this happened to you?
Yeah, exactly.
And it makes me wonder, are there any signs, any red flags we should be looking out for?
That's a tough one, because in the story, Kevin seemed totally normal at first.
Right.
But maybe that's part of the point, to be more aware of those little things that seem off.
Yeah, like those gut feelings you get when something feels wrong.
Exactly. Trust your instincts. If something feels weird, don't ignore it.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Right.
Remember how the property manager dismissed the writer's concerns at first?
It's a good reminder that we have to stand up for ourselves, even when it's hard.
Sometimes you have to be your own advocate.
Absolutely. Which brings us back to the biggest mystery of all. Kevin, was he actually dangerous or just really troubled?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, part of me wants to think there's a simple explanation.
Right.
Like maybe he was just a lonely guy with some strange hobbies and bad communication skills.
It's possible.
But then I think about those newspaper clippings, the missing person, that last breadstick.
It's that ambiguity that makes the story so interesting. We're left with all these different interpretations.
Yeah.
And it forces us to think about the complexity of human behavior.
It's like the story is saying there are no easy answers.
Exactly.
Which I think is the most unsettling part of it all. Sometimes the line between good and evil, sanity and insanity, is a lot thinner than we think.
It's definitely a story that sticks with you.
Yeah, it makes you question everything. Your neighbors, your community, the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
And that image of that single breadstick arriving in the mail.
Ugh, so creepy.
It's like a reminder that sometimes you can't escape the past.
Yeah.
Even when you think you have.
So I guess as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
we're left with a lot more than just a spooky story.
Definitely.
We're left with all these questions that make us think about our own anxieties,
right,
our own fears, and how we see the world.
It's a reminder that sometimes the scariest stories are the ones that hit closest to home.
We want to hear your thoughts on all this. What are your theories about Kevin and what was going on in that apartment?
Yeah, share your reactions, your insights, anything.
And until next time, stay curious, stay informed.
And maybe keep an eye on your neighbors.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.